You're listening to CQUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
CQUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m., and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you folk and roots music for the next 2 hours. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll begin the show today with some new releases, this first one by Ellen Steckert. She's a musician, folklorist, and scholar from New York who began her career in Greenwich Village in the 1950s. Over the last few years, she's been working with the producer Ross Wild on cleaning up archival recordings, and with writer Christopher Bond on a website where they share music, writing, and photography from her archives. This song, Golden Apples of the Sun, is a William Butler Yeats poem called Song of the Wandering Angus, put to music by Steckert's friend Dave Van Ronk. She writes, "When you sing a song that you love, you absorb it, and it becomes impossible to think that there ever was a time when you did not know it. That was true for me of the Golden Apples."
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when bright moths were on the wing, and moth-like stars were glimmering out, I hooked the berry to a string and caught a little silver trout. And when I'd laid it on the grass and stooped to blow the fire aflame, something rustled in the leaves and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossoms in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and vanished in the brightening air. With wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and call her name and take her hand and walk through long white dappled grass and pluck till time and time's undone the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun.
Thank you.
tells a story of family love, detectives, alcoholics, and the saints above. Who tells the story of the family heart? We stand apart, yeah, we stand apart. Who tells the story of my long decline? It is mine, yeah, it is mine. But oh, my status is the baddest. My happiness is the saddest. Am I a coward or a traitor? I'm always at war with my nature. We got lessons at the pool. No one wants to go, cause no one is a fool. Yet as a parent, well, you gotta try. You can't say why, though you don't know why. Don't say that children are the hope for us all. It's not our call, that's not our call. No, my status is the baddest. My happiness is the saddest. Am I a coward or a traitor? I'm always at war with my nature.
We just heard Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg with Roll and Tumble off his new album Everybody Wants to Know How I Die, which came out on December 11th. It's a version of Roll and Tumble Blues, first recorded by Hambone Willie Newburn in 1929. Uncle Sinner attributes his version to Newburn, Sleepy John Estes, and Eddie One String Jones. Before that, we heard Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with My Status is the Baddest, a banjo version of a track from his most recent album, which came out in 2024. It was released on the deluxe version of the album in November. And to kick off the show, we heard Ellen Steckert with Golden Apples of the Sun. We'll hear one now from Nora Brown and Jackson Lynch. Brown is a contemporary banjo player and singer from New York City, and Lynch is a guitarist and banjo player and a member of the Downhill Strugglers. This one, 8th of January, is off Brown's 2021 album, Sidetrack My Engine. It's a popular American reel that was apparently originally named Jackson's Victory after Andrew Jackson's defeat of the British in the Battle of New Orleans on January 8, 1815.
Thank you. out all night. I can't read, you can't shine, you can't eat no supper pie.
Been playing that ever since I was a little boy, put away.
Tony Furtado with 8th of January. He's a musician from California who's been playing banjo since he was 12 and has played with musicians including Alison Krauss, Tony Trischka, and Tim O'Brien. That one's from his 2015 album, Copper and Tin. We heard another version of the song before that, performed by Sid Hemphill and his band. He's known as a fife and drum band leader, and he was described as the musical patriarch of the Mississippi Hill Country and the best musician in the world. The roots of black fife and drum music have been traced back to the American Revolutionary War, when the bands accompanied local militias, though by 1959 they played exclusively for entertainment at local events. That recording was made by Alan Lomax in August of 1942. Before that, we heard Nora Brown and Jackson Lynch with their version of the song. We'll hear one now from Penny Lang. She was a folk musician from Montreal who was part of the folk revival of the 1960s. She first began playing professionally in 1963 and later toured North America playing folk festivals and coffee houses throughout Canada and the United States. This one, Ain't Life Sweet, is the title track from her 1993 album.
Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing. Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? You take your money, keep it, don't tell me who to become. Take your age-old wisdom with you to kingdom come. Degrees and all that education don't help where I come from. Born and raised in the boonies beside the river, my home. Born and raised in the boonies beside the river, my home. But ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Tell me not to run with the wild ones, and tell me to speak real clean. Tell me to look as straight as you, and not to look so mean. I got deep feelings for those less worthy than you. Born and raised in a boonies and fed on Irish stew. Born and raised in a boonies and fed on Irish stew. Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Have one house in the city, have one in the country too. Borrow one in Europe, visit one in Timbuktu. You can have it all in a nutshell, held together with crazy glue. Laugh at me in my country shack, dismiss the things I do. But ain't life sweet when we know what we do? Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet? Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care?
As a pale blue those better days are ours. The song it might be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Our times come again no more. There's a song this side of the way. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered all around my cabin door. Hard times come again no more.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
must make it done. And the candles and songs
Askew with Oh the Lovely Face. He was a musician and painter from Connecticut who began recording in the 1960s. That was from his 2017 archival album A Child in the Sun, a collection of radio recordings from 1969 and 1970. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Hard Times Come Again No More, recorded live at Willie Nelson's 60th birthday concert in 1993. It's a parlor song written by American composer Stephen Foster in 1854. And before that, we heard Penny Lang with Ain't Life Sweet. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now from Lee Hunter. He came from Georgia and was a university instructor, an organizer for the Baltimore Workers Heritage Music Festival, and a founding member of the Labor Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. This one, Song of Social Significance, is off the 1989 album The Face on the Dime, a musical history of the FDR years. The song is by Harold Rome from the 1937 Broadway musical Pins and Needles, the cast of which featured members of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and the June songs. They nearly make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meeting it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of war and sing me of breadlines, tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last-minute headlines. Dress your observations in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences, Marshall, tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial, what's to be done with them, tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you, or I won't love you.
Jethro and I'd like to play a few songs for you here. This first one is called A Fool Such As I. I learned it off an old Hank Snow record, and I promised my wife I'd record it. Okay, Jethro. Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, then I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool. Now and then there's a fool. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Oh yeah. Who's them bones sticking up the barnyard? George Bush's bones.
George Bush's bones.
Who's them bones stinking up the barnyard? George Bush's bones.
just heard Eugene Chadbourne and Evan Johns with George Bush's Bones Jig. Chadbourne is a musician from New York who plays guitar and banjo, but is also recognized as the inventor of the electric rake. Johns was a guitarist from Texas, and that one's off their 1993 album, Terror Has Some Strange Kinfolk. Before that, we heard Steve Goodman with Now and Then There's a Fool Such as I. Goodman was a folk musician from Chicago who studied at the Old Town School of Folk Music, where he met his good friend John Prine, and they frequently performed together until Goodman's death in 1984. That song is by Bill Trader and was first released by Hank Snow in 1953. Before that, we heard Lee Hunter with Song of Social Significance. We'll hear a few songs now written by Woody Guthrie, this first one performed by Pete Seeger. He was a folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for civil rights, environmental causes, and peace through his music for over 70 years. This one, Miss Pavlichenko, is from the 1968 album Pete Seeger Sings Woody Guthrie, a collection of live recordings. Pete will give you some background to the song, which is about Lyudmila Pavlichenko, a Soviet sniper who killed over 300 Nazis during the Second World War. Guthrie wrote it to commemorate her visit to the United States and Canada in 1942.
Many of the songs he wrote were just for occasions that happened, and he made them up and didn't expect them to last. I remember there was a 1944, there was a young lady came over here from Russia. She was a sniper, and she'd gotten some kind of a medal for shooting down the most Nazis. So Woody took over an old tune and put new words to it for her. They had a big dinner party somewhere. In 1944 it was. The original tune he had, roll on the ground, babe, roll on the ground. Eat soda crackers and the wind blow them around. Working on the railroad, dollar a day. Eat soda crackers and the wind blow them away. Well, Woody put some new words to it, as I say. It came out, Miss Pavlichenko's well known to fame. Russia's her country, fighting's her game. The whole world will love her for a long time to come. For more than 300 Nazis fell by your gun. Fell by your gun, babe, fell by your gun. More than 300 Nazis fell by your gun.
Every day, several times a day, a thought comes over me. I owe more debt than I ever can pay back, more money than I'll ever see. I walk around the streets of Coney Island. I look through the windows of every store. I peep through the hallways and the doorways, and I think of this debt I owe. I peep through the hallways and the doorways, and I think of this debt I owe. I feel like a piece of crushed wreckage, some smashed car in a salvage yard. A vision of an old newspaper blown across an old Navy yard. A curbstone chipped and beaten, a piece of gum stuck to a shoe, an empty pack of used matches, an empty version of you. An empty pack of used matches, an empty version of you. Sidewalks, their wallets stuck in their pants. and it comes over me like a mist rising, a fog falling over a ship. The bell is ringing out danger, but it's too late to cancel this trip. I see the mist rising before me. My hand reappears by my face. By my waist, a cold, empty pocket. On my wrist, the tears from your face. And I think of what I thought this cold morning. It's the same thing I'm thinking at three. I owe more than I can ever pay back. More than I'll ever see. I think of what I thought this cold morning. I think of what I'm thinking at three. At ten and at midnight, the same damn thing. I wish this debt was about money. At ten and at midnight, the same damn thing. I wish this debt was about money.
I'm
That was Odetta with Rambling Round Your City. She was born in Birmingham, Alabama, and had operatic vocal training from the age of 13, and later studied music at Los Angeles City College. While on tour with the musical Finian's Rainbow, she fell in with some San Francisco balladeers and began to focus on folk singing. That was from her 1963 album, One Grain of Sand. The song is by Woody Guthrie, who took the tune of Leadbelly's Irene Goodnight and sped it up a little to fit the song. He wrote it while living in the Pacific Northwest in the early 1940s. Before that, we heard Lou Reed with The Debt I Owe. That comes from the 2011 album Note of Hope, a celebration of Woody Guthrie. Reed adapted the song from an essay of the same name that Guthrie wrote in 1946. And before that, we heard Guthrie's friend Pete Seeger with Miss Pavlichenko. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Ottawa-based duo CA and Sunny. This one, Rosin the Bow, is from their 2022 album, The CA and Sunny Show, Volume 1. The tune is regularly referred to as Rosin the Bow on this side of the Atlantic, but it was written by the Irish poet Richard Barrett in the 18th century with the title Owen Corr. Rosin the Bow was first published in Philadelphia in the early 19th century, though it's likely older than that, and it's been found throughout North America, Ireland, and England.
I've traveled this wide world all over, now on to another I'll go. For I know good quarters are waiting to welcome old Rosin the Bow. To welcome old Rosin the Bow. To welcome old Rosin the Bow. I know good quarters are waiting to welcome old Rosin the Bow. And when I'm laid out on the table, a voice will cry up from below, say, send down a hogshead of whiskey for to drink with old Rosin the Bow. For to drink with old Rosin the Bow. Drunk my last skinful, the ladies will want to, I know, just lift up the lid of my coffin and take a last look at Rosin the Bow. Take a last look at Rosin the Bow. A last look at Rosin the Bow. Just lift up the lid of my coffin and take a last look at Rosin the Bow. Dozen stout fellows and prop them all up in a row and drink out of half gallon bottles to the memory of Rosin the Bow. To the memory of Rosin the Bow. The memory of Rosin the Bow. Just drink out of half gallon bottles to the memory of Rosin the Bow. Stout fellows, and let them all stagger and go. Dig a great hole in the meadow, and in it throw Rosin the Bow. And in it throw Rosin the Bow. And in it throw Rosin the Bow. Just dig a great hole in the meadow. Couple glass bottles, place one at my head and my toe. scratch upon them the name of Old Roz in the Bow. The name of Old Roz in the Bow. The name of Old Roz in the Bow. With a diamond ring scratch upon them the name of Old Roz in the Bow. Tyrant approaching, that cruel and remorseless old foe. So I lift up my glass in his honor and